Our next report comes from the North Shore Community School, located somewhere between Duluth and Two Harbors, and Theo is our reporter.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of January 4th, 2020. Hello, my name is Theo, and I'm your phonologist for this week. The weather this week is colder than it has been. The snow is like walking on big rocks because it's so icy. On Wednesday, Wyatt tripped on a hard chunk of ice. Sawyer slipped on the ice and fell. The crusty ice might be the reason we haven't seen many owls. We are watching for our typical visitors, great gray, snowy, hawk, or the tiny boreal owls. They need soft snow to dive in and catch mice. On Wednesday, January 8th, Miss Teegee's class went outside to see how long a kilometer is. We found out it is 6.5 trips across our soccer fields and playground combined. It was quite challenging traipsing through this crusty, deep snow. We kept falling through. I measured it, and the top crust was 4 centimeters. Afterwards, we visited the snow-covered pond, and Jenna walked through the cattails. Her coat was covered with fluffy seeds. While driving to work on Monday the 6th, both Miss Jackson and Miss Teegee saw grouse. Miss Jackson saw one along the road. It startled her as it blended in with the road. It was just sitting there, unfazed. For 2 days in a row, Miss Teegee saw a grouse swaying at the crown of a wind-blown aspen tree. It was eating the buds on the tips of the branches. On January 3rd, Violet saw 5 deer eating her chicken's food at her house. This concludes the phonology report. Have a healthy and happy new year, and be observant.
Thank you, Theo. Appreciate the good wishes and the note to be observant. It is especially important. And the student that walked through the cattails got covered with seeds. And oddly enough, this is the season. You don't often think about it, but this is the season for cattails to start spreading their seeds around. So watch for them. If you live alongside a lake, you'll see that some of those cattail heads are swelling and popping open, and the seeds are starting to drift around.